The Shadow King by Ma'aza Mengistu. Read for you by Robin Miles.
Hirut hears Aster shouting her name, calling for her, in a voice threatening to break from strain. Hirut looks up from the slow-burning fire she is tending in a corner of the courtyard. She is hunched into a stool next to a pile of onions waiting to be peeled. The cook is behind her in the kitchen, chopping meat for the evening meal. Aster should be drinking her coffee in bed, tucked inside a soft blanket, perhaps looking out the window and gazing at her flowers. This should be a quiet morning. Hirut stiffens at the intrusion. Then Aster calls Hirut's name again, and this time she is speaking so loudly, with such exertion, that the cook pauses her rapid slicing. The morning birds fall silent, and even the large tree just outside the gate seems to catch the breeze to hold itself still. For an instant, nothing moves. What did I do? Hirut feels her hands shaking. The cook leans out of the kitchen door, startled.
She's in our room.
She points toward the servants' quarters.
What's she doing in there? Hurry, get up!
Hirut drops the twig she was using to shift charcoal and scrambles up. The thought forms. Aster is in the servants' quarters. She is in that small box of a room that Hirut shares with the cook, that place where they go at night to shed their usefulness and sleep. It is a room separated from the many-roomed house where Aster lives with her husband, Kidana. It is a space that is not a space, a room that is less than a room. It is a dark hollow carved into endless tired nights. It is not meant to be seen in daylight. It is not meant for someone like Aster.
She's in there?
Hirut asks.
She's never gone in there before.
The older woman is leaning out of the doorway, her strong arms holding onto each side of the frame, as she stretches to look at the narrow path that extends toward the servants' quarters, as if she is afraid to leave the safety of her kitchen.
Did Kidane come back?
Hirut shakes her head. Kidane took his horse and left before dawn.
So it's just us, the cook says. She was arguing with Kidane when I was getting his things ready.
Hirut wants to tell the cook that Aster should, in fact, be in bed. She should be lying still to ease the pain of her monthly bleeding. They should be proceeding through their day as usual, working until the dome of sky hangs heavy above them, weighted by thick stars.
Go on. Go.
The cook steps back into the kitchen, but she stares intently at Hirut, the knife held limply in her hand.
She can't start looking in our things,
she adds. She adjusts the scarf on her head, pushes back the few stray strands of gray hair poking out in front. The cook is talking about the old rifle Hirut's father gave her just before he died. Along with the dress she came with and the small necklace she is wearing, Hirut has nothing else that is hers in this world.